Good afternoon, everyone. Do any of you remember the first day you were born? Well, of course you don't. Do any of you remember the first test that you had as a baby? Well, of course you don't. My point here is that we all go through a learning process, and there are tests that prove we can move to the next step in the ladder of learning. We go through different grades in school, graduate from high school, and on to college. And we finally take our last test in college and graduate. We are now done with testing, and we can move on into the adult life. We start facing the facts of life as an adult. And lo and behold, we find that the tests are still coming, only as a new word. It's called trials. They give us opportunities to advance in knowledge and understanding. Most of the time, we see trials as a negative part of our lives, especially when we are going through them. We need to realize that trials are God's way of allowing us to sharpen our senses and move to the next opportunity for knowledge and wisdom toward the kingdom. Psalms 66:10 says, "For you, O God, tested us. You refined us with like silver." And we need to be training for those jobs that God has planned for us in the kingdom. And a lot of this training will come as trials. Many of our trials teach us something so that we can be an example for others so that they don't have to endure the same hardships that we went through. I have talked a little bit about trials in my past sermonettes, but would like to take a different approach today. You see, trials do not have to be negative, and I will show you why. And I will show you by real life examples of how to see the positive side of trials. The example I give in my own trial, I did not see those good things while I was going through them, only after reviewing them many times. The first example today is from one of our own. Please listen carefully or you may miss the point. I will read her words. After admission to the emergency room last April, I was checked out by doctors and placed in a two-bed hospital room. For the first couple of days, I could do very little. I could slowly raise food to my mouth with one hand, but I couldn't dress myself, sit up, stand, or turn in bed. I had to be lifted, turned, bathed, and dressed until the medication I was given took effect. I just lay there and wondered what would happen next. The first afternoon, an older lady was moved into my room. She had been very unhappy with her other hospital roommate and had requested the move. When she arrived, the first thing she said to me was, "Do you like Dancing with the Stars?" I answered that I didn't know because I had never watched it. "Well, we're gonna watch it tonight, tomorrow night, and the night after," she responded. Emphatically, I thought to myself, "Okay, I like dancing, so why not?" I said. So together, we watched Dancing with the Stars. We chatted back and forth during the programs and then chatted some more afterwards. My roommate was a friendly lady and it was easy to respond to her. I had a chance to meet her daughter as well because she came in daily to visit with us. By the fourth day, my roommate was discharged and her daughter came to drive her home. After she had gotten her mom situated in the car, she came back to my room with a card and a bouquet of flowers. "These are for you," she said. I was perplexed. Why was she giving me flowers? I read the card. The daughter said that I had been like a breath of fresh air and she wished to thank me for being a blessing to her mom while she was in the hospital. I was now very perplexed. How was that possible? All I did was lie there in bed and watch Dancing with the Stars with her. I could literally do no more. It was then I realize that good come out of even the worst of situations. Even a bedridden individual could become a blessing to someone else. Just be available for God's use. My personal coach said to me, just be available. Unknowingly, I was. Did you get that? Sometimes just being there is God's way of using us for examples. I have another one I'd like to share with you. It's from somebody else in our congregation. And it reads like this: God's timing and planning are always perfect. Matthew 6, 31 and 34. We received spiritual blessings the year we lost employment. This was a 5-year process of building faith and trust. It was a time of experiencing God's love and provision. We did not know how the children would receive the winter coats they needed. One day, a lady knocked on the door with a gift certificate to Fred Meyer's, where they sold coats. We didn't know where our next meal was coming from. One day, our neighbor came up the walk with a wheelbarrow full of food. Looking back, we just received multiple spiritual blessings, the physical ones. It's amazing some of the things that we go through. You know, this is a beautiful example of good happening during a serious health trial that the first one had. We must search for the good things each day. Believe me, they are there. Some are so simple as the one that I just read to you. Many of you are going through trials now or have been through trials in the past. I would like to give you an assignment this coming week. These are the words from my wife Elsa as she found them out by on her own. Sit down for 10 to 15 minutes at the end of the day and write down a list of everything good that happened that day. If you are going through a trial, it will help you to see a little light through the tunnel. If you have been through a trial, write down the good things that happened during your trial and you will learn from those experiences. If you're not going through a trial, sit down and write or meditate on all the good and positive things that happened that day. You might smile, you might laugh, or even cry, but you will come to the conclusion that this day was worth living for. I have another example. This is from my wife, who has been fighting IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, for almost 6 years. She went into deep depression. She prayed for God to heal her, and the more she prayed, the more depressed she became. Deep depression is a very hard shell to come out of. She got to a point where she thought she must not be worth anything. God was not there for her, and she felt like he had his thumb on her head, just holding her down. And she continued praying and asking God to give her a sign that he was there for her, that he would start showing her anything good and positive. And she walks to work, it's a couple of blocks. And so the next morning, she started for work, and about a half a block from work, there was a little songbird in a tree singing his heart out. She thanked God for the creation and for that little bird who sang so loud just for her. Slowly, her depression started going away, and she realized that God was always there. Sometimes the little things are so important, and we can miss seeing them. We have to force ourselves to search for them. Now, she's not free from IBS yet, but her improvement is remarkable. I am sure she would appreciate your prayers, and hopefully one day in the near future, she will be back here with us in services. I have one more example to give you. It was my own trial. Unfortunately, my wife was dragged along with me, which may have been part of the reason for her IBS. The trial was long, but we both learned so much from it. Some of you have heard this before. I must repeat some of it to show you the positive points and the reason it happened. 1999, on January 13, I was laid off from Boeing. And the year before, I had made six-figure money, and I went from that to unemployment. I was on unemployment for 11 months before I got a job, and it was 5 years before I got a job back in my career field. And one of the first jobs that I got was a job as a temp in a temp shop, working as a busboy at the Boeing cafeteria, serving the engineers I worked with. I was hoping that wouldn't happen. I mean the emotion. God had to teach me humility. I guess I'd never had it before, but I sure did then. And as we went through this trial, I tried to think of all the good things that happened. I could tell you for days some of the bad things, but the good things are important. The second month that we had this trial, I received some stock, and we sold it, and we cleared our debt. We were totally out of debt and have been since. During that first 11 months, my landlord allowed me to paint the apartment we lived in and one of his others for 5 months' rent. He gave me his car. I mean, and they just go on and on and on and on of all of the good things that happen. What we need to do when we're going through this, as my wife said, is to look every day and see the good things. You know, if you stop and sit down and say, what really happened today? The daily blessings that have come since then. I want to say one other thing. What got me on the right track with God in this trial was to learn to read the Bible and talk to Him every day. And I have done that. And since 1999, between feast and feast, I've read the Bible through every year. And so you start to learn things that you didn't know before because you're repeatedly reading about them. And it's very interesting. Talk about daily blessings. Yesterday, I was called to a meeting, and by telephone, I was in the factory, and says, you're supposed to be in a meeting at 11:30, and et cetera, et cetera. So I went up to be at the meeting, and I was at my desk, and my lead man came over, and he says, are you ready? And I said, sure. So my friend and I, who was beside me, and we're both contract people, and I says, where's the meeting? And he says, in a private room down the hall. And boom, you know, it's a private room. Okay, so we headed down the hall, and there was another guy that joined us, and we walked in, and here's my lead man and my supervisor and his supervisor. And this is usually not a good sign. Not a good sign at all. And being older and brazen, let me say that, I said to the supervisors, I said, I don't feel this is going to be a good meeting. And he put his hand on my shoulder and he said, no, don't worry about it, it's going to be fine. Well, they gave us all a Tully's card and 100 points or $100 to the Boeing store as a reward for doing a good job. So blessings come no matter what. That trial, I'd like to take just a second to tell you why it happened. 2 years prior to that trial starting, I worked for another company. And I had created a new product at McDonnell Douglas to protect airplane parts. And when I came up here, this guy wanted me to try to sell it as a part of our business. And I said, if I do, will you give me royalties? And the big boss said yes. So I could see I was going to be a millionaire. There was no doubt in my mind I was going to be a millionaire. And so I went after this like crazy. And I got to selling it and all this, and I finally told him, I said, I think now's the time to do this. Well, he wrote me a contract for a 5-year contract of $75,000 a year and 3% on the product. I have to laugh because I wish I could stand up here and let every one of you kick my butt. I turned that job down. I was so angry because I wanted more. And God taught me through this trial what money is all about. 5 years after that trial, I eventually got back to Boeing. And I got back to Boeing at a 30% increase over what I was making when I left. And he has blessed us with money that I can't believe. And so trials are a learning process, and he teaches us how to deal with them and deal with them in the right way. In conclusion, if your eyes and ears are open, you can see and hear that the economy out there in the world is in deep trouble. We, as God's people, will feel the pain as well. We will face trials coming up that we have never faced before. As we get closer to the kingdom, God said he would not forsake us. He would not leave us. Or he would not put on us more than we could bear. He also gave us some stipulations. We must have a loving, close relationship with him and his son and love our neighbor as ourselves. If we have that relationship, we will endure whatever Satan throws at us. Talk to God every day and listen to him through the written word. Tell Satan to take back all his negative thoughts and influences. Search, look, and find the good and positive things that God brings to us every day.